If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gunesh Ufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Man, it makes me sad to even cover this story because it's been going on for years. South African Post Office, what is the update?
Man, it's a challenged organization, unfortunately, and seen many leaders come through the doors with different strategies, but unfortunately, none of them really strong enough to implement. And maybe, as some CEOs have said, without the necessary support from the board. But you might recall that the South African Post Office is currently going through a business rescue as well as a potential liquidation. And for the moment, they have been trying to find ways of actually pumping in new capital to support the business, but also try to alter its strategy to compete with courier companies in the country. So what we do understand, the latest update is this one speaks specifically to the employees. There are about 6,000 post office workers who will essentially be let go of. And there was a lot of concern as to what kind of retirement or payout packages they would receive upon the termination of their contracts. From what we understand, the Unemployment Insurance Fund, the UIF, is actually set to inject at least 381 million rand into the post office over the next 6 months, and that's largely to the benefit of the 6,000 employees. Now, Sizwe, you might recall during the pandemic, there was the TERS program, Temporary Employers and Employees Relief Program, and that's actually where this is going to be paid out from, providing a sense of support and financial stimulus to the employees so far. We do understand that their contracts will be terminated. In the meantime, there are still ongoing strategies to see how best it is that we can see some sense of the survival of the post office. That lays largely on 3.8 billion rand that is required. This includes working capital, upgrades to infrastructure, dividends as well to certain payroll creditors. But it sits in the hands of the finance minister, whom you'll know this coming Wednesday will provide his third addition to the budget speech in terms of trying to cover up the VAT shortfall, as well as, remediate some of the expenses that we have in South Africa. So not a great story, unfortunately. Perhaps a case study as to how certain state-owned companies have failed purely because they failed to remain competitive in an ever-evolving landscape.
Yeah, no, 100%. Now, during the U.S. elections last year, you were actually in the U.S., right? And while he was campaigning, President Donald Trump spoke about how they're going to win so much, we're going to get tired of winning, folks. We're going to get tired of winning. The economy is going to be back on day one, right? And that hasn't happened. In fact, the U.S. economy is in tatters.
100%. And I'm glad that you mentioned that. A great Donald Trump impersonation, by the way.
Thank you.
If only we could make South Africa great again. But on the U.S., it has a long way to go before it actually does turn around and see some level of greatness. Now, there's a multitude of factors that are actually influencing the economy. You might recall at the beginning of the year, we spoke about an egg shortage, which started to impact on consumers. Well, it seems as though that's going to spread even further, not only on the back of the tariffs that Donald Trump has implemented against countries like Canada and Mexico, where they derive a lot of their food products, by the way. But big companies and corporates like Walmart, one of the biggest grocery retailers there, they also actually own a stake in Massmart, which owns Macro and game stores in South Africa. They've highlighted that they are going to have to increase costs of goods, not only on the back of the tariffs, but just because of the heightened level of uncertainty. And you would know that most retailers have very, very thin profit margins. So this is their way of just trying to preempt any further risks that could come up in the market and actually lead to price volatility. Now, some say that their move is actually preempted because if you take a look at the recent US CPI figures, the consumer price index, that only came in at 2.3%, which was slightly lower than expectations. But that's an historical figure. And given that the update on the tariff still needs to be approved, signed off on, and fully committed to, there's still a lot of risk as to which way that will essentially swing. On top of that, Sizwe, in as much as we haven't heard of a recession approaching the U.S. economy, there are concerns, though, following Moody's, one of the most reputable ratings agencies. They've actually cut the U.S. credit score from AA1 to just AAA on Friday. Now, that essentially speaks to the response that we saw in the U.S. Treasury yields. You actually had a conversation on this a few months ago with Kaya, if I'm not mistaken. And that does speak to just the lack of confidence into the security or the risk appetite that investors will have to take when it comes to buying U.S. debt. So that journey to making America great again, boy, oh boy, is it turning out to be quite a long one. And if anything, seems as though we're getting the inverse in place.
Yeah, it's always easier said than done. What are the markets looking like very quickly?
Markets, we expect the JSE All Share Index to open up from 92,618 points. Currency-wise, we're still holding our own. 18.06 to the greenback, 24.01 to the British pound, and 20.19 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gune Tumfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.